Praise the Lord. Listen, it's not what Brother Gary says today, but it's what the Word says. Amen. I can preach to you all day long, but it takes the Word, amen, to get in the hearts of our minds to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Good to be here this morning. Good to see my adopted daughter here, Samantha, that's with me, my granddaughter, and my daughter, Christy. And good to see all you folks here. Amen. You had a desire in your heart this morning to come and worship the Lord. Amen. And that makes me feel good on the inside. Amen. That you set everything aside and said, hey, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm going to be speaking to you on several different areas here. Bear with me. I'm going to start in Revelations. Revelations 22, chapter 22, verse 13. 22 and 13. I want to bring this to your attention here today, that God is in control of all things, church. God is in control of your life. He's in control of your finances. He's in control of your health. God is in control. Amen. Men may think that they're in control, but they ain't. God is in control. Amen. And if you'll listen to these scriptures today, it'll come clear to you who is in control, who has the power. Amen. 22 and 13. And the Lord said, I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Amen. In Revelations 1 and 18, if you'll turn with me to 1 and 18. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And he says, I have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. Listen this morning, church. As I speak these words to you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, I pray this morning that you know Jesus, amen, that Jesus is your personal Savior today. You can say that I'm serving God today, that I know Jesus, amen, because if you don't know Him today, your destination is hell. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that today, but I'm here to tell you today, if you don't know Jesus, your destination is hell. But Jesus loves you today, church. He said, I love you. He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go with you. He said, I'll go with you all the way to the end. Amen. He said, you come to me heavy laden and burdened. And he said, I will give you rest. Amen. And I'm here to let you know today that I'm serving a God that can do all things. Amen. And all powers give to the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning that the devil is said in the Word of God that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil wants to kill you, but Jesus said, I come that you have life and you have it more abundantly. I'm here to tell you today, Satan's not in control of this church. Satan's not in control of your sickness, but God is. Amen. If you put your trust and your faith in a living God, God can heal your body this morning. God can save your soul this morning, but it takes a willingness, it takes an obligation to come before a mighty God and say, Lord, I want to give it to you. God, I want to be saved today. I want to get to know you, Lord. I know you're in charge. I know you have all the power on this earth and in heaven. It said all power is given to the Lord in heaven and earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I feel He's anointed here. I feel Him speaking to people here. I tell you what, God give me a message to preach this church. And then He changed it. This morning He changed it. That's my God, and I know He's real, Brother Tom, and I know He's alive. He was that man that laid in that grave. Amen. And on the third day, He came up from there, and they begin to wonder where He went and begin to look for Him. But I tell you, He's alive today, church. How do you know He's alive? The young man here that was singing, talking about all the times that God has spared his life. Brother, I can relate to that. My family right here, My cousin right here and my other cousin over here, this man right here can tell you, I was up at Cage Cove Loop on a bicycle with my sister, and my sister got killed up there. But nothing happened to me. God left me here to preach the word, amen. And I want to tell you, God is real, amen. God is looking out for you, but you got to come to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And on another occasion, I was a young man, 10-year-old, about this young lady's age, or maybe a little bit younger than her. I was at a Cub Scout meeting. Folks, I run through a glass door, a solid glass door. If my mother was here, she could tell you about it. I run through this glass door, shattered this glass door, and did not get a scratch on me. Folks, that's Jesus. You hear me? It's Jesus looking over you. When you're driving down the road and trouble comes your way and your life is spared, it's Jesus, amen, that was right there with you. And I'm here to tell you today, our God can do all things, amen, and all power is given to Him in heaven and earth. Deuteronomy 31:6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Go with me there. Folks, I want you to follow me in the Word. I don't want to misquote anything. I want to give it to you because it's the Word. Amen. And the Lord said, my Word will stand when the world's on fire. Amen. He said, every man be a liar and God's Word be the truth. Amen. It's the Word of God. I didn't put it in there, but I know the man that did. Amen. And His name's Jesus. And I believe today that He's in control of all things, brother. I believe today there's nothing that would ever come our way that God couldn't take care of. He can take care of all things. Deuteronomy 31:6. 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doeth go with thee. Oh, praise God, He's going with thee. Hallelujah. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee, folks. Did I not just tell you that earlier? He said, I'll not fail you. I'll not forsake you. But He said, I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. A church, it's a great thing to be into the hands of a living God and to know that God loves us today. Can you say, I know Him? Can you say, I feel His presence in my body? Do you feel the Spirit and the anointing in this house this morning? I tell you what, God is real, amen. And He's alive, and He wants to heal, and He wants to save. But what did He say? He said, come to me. Come to me right here to this altar, all you heavy laden and burdened. And He said, I will what? I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest today. God wants to give you a peace of mind today, church. Why? Because He loves you. L-O-V. God give me a message on love. And I wanted to preach to you on love. But God said, preach repentance. Amen. And then I'm coming back. Listen. I'm going to take you on through the Word here, but God is coming back. We better get prepared. Oh, I tell you, I try not to look at the news too much, brother. It's disgusting, the things you hear and see on TV. It's disgusting. It's disturbing. And it'll get a Christian person down, Brother Tom. Oh, but I get to thinking and I get to looking up and say, Lord, I know that You told me You're in control of all things. And I know, God, You're going to take care of me and my family. Why? Because I serve You, because I've been persuaded. The day that I got saved, I got persuaded, church, of this man called Jesus. I want to tell you about Him today. I can't make it without Him. My finances, I wouldn't have it. And my health, Brother Tom, it wouldn't hold together if I didn't serve Jesus. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the bread of life. You've got to have Him. You need that bread of life every day. You need to take a moment to stand up and praise God for what He does for you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew, listen to me. It says, but of that day and of that hour knoweth no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Now listen to this. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. Oh, listen to this. He's coming back, church. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriages, until that day that Noah entered into the ark. Oh, and they did not know until the flood had came and took them away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man. Amen. And it says, then shall two be in the field. One shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Listen this morning, if you don't know Jesus this morning, we're not promised tomorrow, we're not promised the next 30 minutes. You could leave this church house here and you could go down the road and have a bad wreck and get killed. And I believe if you didn't know Jesus and he wasn't your personal Savior, your destination is hell. Now a lot of people don't like to hear that, but it's the Word, amen. I believe in serving God. I believe in repentance, amen. I want to tell you, when I got saved, my Savior drawed me. My Savior came and spoke to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I began to toss and turn, sister. I began to wrestle, and I was just so miserable. Let me tell you, folks, if you've ever been under conviction, you'll know what I'm talking about. But if you ain't ever been under conviction, I'll tell you, it's the most miserable thing you'll ever go through in your life. I went through this miserable thing. I could not sleep. I could not toss or turn. I was just miserable. All I could do is sit and cry. Oh, but thanks be to God for your mother. Your little mother, his little mother that got down with me at 3 o'clock in the morning and began to pray. And I began to ask God, Lord, save my soul, Lord. Bring me out of the pits of hell. I don't want to live that life of partying and drinking. I don't want to live that life of no ending. I don't have no promise of tomorrow. But if you serve God, you have a promise of tomorrow. If you need to be saved today, God's there for you. I want you to let this scripture speak to you here today. John 14, chapter 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. But he says, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you. Amen. God has gone to prepare a place for me and you. And he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Ain't that wonderful this morning, church, to know that our Savior has went and prepared a place for us. He's got this place prepared for me and you, his saints, today. And he's going to come back. He said, I'm going to come back and I'm going to receive you, that where I am, there you shall be also. Ain't that wonderful to know that? Amen. Ain't that good to know that? All right, I want to read over here a little bit further. In the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 10. Chapter 6, verse 10. Folks, listen to this right here, because this is about being prepared. Are you prepared to meet the Lord? Are you prepared to meet him if he came today? And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins and your gird about the truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet sod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But he said, above all things, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And he said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. Think about that here today. Amen. The Lord is telling us to get prepared. He's telling us that we've got a destination. But he says you're going to be troubled in this world. There's going to be things that comes against you. There's going to be sickness that comes upon you that the devil afflicts you with. And that's your time, brother and sister, to look up to God. He's the healer today. Listen to me. A God heals people. A God healed the lame man. The lame man, they laid him there daily at the gates. Amen. And he was expecting to receive something. Oh, but let me tell you, what he received, amen, he was very excited about. Amen. He received a healing. Amen. The man had never walked. It said that he was lame from his mother's womb, and it said they laid him daily at that gate to be prayed for. Amen. But that man received a healing. I'm here to tell you today, you can receive a healing. Amen. If you're sick in body, you can receive a healing here today. Why? Because the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst. Let them call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and the faith of the prayer will save them. And if they will heal them, and the prayer of the faith will save, if they've sinned, it will forgive them. Folks, today, I tell you what, it's real important that we keep our minds upon the Lord. It's real important today that we put that helmet of salvation upon us, because I tell you, you're going to wrestle with people around you. There's going to be people on your job cursing and talking bad things. And I tell you what you need to do is praise God. You need to look up to the Lord, because he is our leader, our guider. He's our hope. He's our salvation. He's our bread of life. He's everything that we need. Without him, he said, you can do nothing without me, but through me you can do what? All things. Amen. All things are possible, but without him things are impossible. If you're trying to make it without him today, you're going to run into trouble. Amen. There's going to be trouble coming down the road, and you'll begin to cry out. Don't the people that's laying on their deathbed, I promise you, church, before they die, they're crying out to Jesus to help them. Amen. They're calling upon him. But I tell you, we need him today. We don't need him when we're laying on our deathbed. We need him today. Amen. That way, when you're laying on your deathbed, you ain't worried about it. Amen. If the Lord came back right this minute and took me away, I'm ready to go meet the Lord, Brother Tom. Why am I ready? Because I got down on my knees and I asked God to forgive me of my sins. Amen. And I put them sins on the altar and I left them there. The same way with sickness. I'm a believer today, church. If you bring your sickness to this altar and you say, I want to leave it here, Lord, it's going to stay right here. Amen. Don't pick it up and take it out the door with you, because God don't want that. God wants you to believe this morning. Amen. If you need salvation today, God wants to save your soul. Amen. All you've got to do is come to him. Folks, it's simple. Amen. And I believe if God speaks to your heart here today, that's what you ought to do. You ought to make your way to the altar. Now, I've told you this today, that the Lord has all power. All power is given to the Lord. He says, I have control of your life. I have control of death. He has control of all these things, folks. Listen to me. You're here because God wanted you here. You're here because the Lord put you in your mother's womb. That's why you're here. You're meant to be here. It's not by mistake that you're here. It's because you're meant to be here. Amen. You was meant to be here and to listen to the Word. Amen. And hear the good things that God has for you. The Word says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say. Amen. It said when we worship him, we must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. Amen. I'm glad today to know him, folks. I'm glad today that he has healed my body, that he has saved me from being killed and everything else. God has delivered me from drugs that I was on. God took them away from me. God delivered me from cigarette smoking. You know, God can do anything you ask him to do. You know, but all you got to do is believe. Ask and believe. He knows your needs before you ask. And you know what really amazes me, Brother Tom, is I was coming out the road there. The other day, I run into a lady, and I'd been praying for her and her husband. I'd been praying to get in church and get to know the Lord. And she told me her husband plays a guitar. He has a talent, but he doesn't use it. And I told her, I said, I'm glad to hear that you and your husband has got in the church. They have got themselves in the church, and the church is wanting him to play a guitar. Now, this man was staying at home, laying in bed in back pain. He's on heavy drugs. His role was just at the end, church. He was just at the end of his role. He didn't have no good health. He didn't have the strength to get up and go. Every time he moved, he was in pain. He had no desires. But I told her, I said, I'm going to pray for you, sis. But I said, the best thing you can do is you and him get in the church and serve God. I said, if he'll make his way to this church, to this altar, God will heal his body, amen. God will make him feel better about himself. And now he's going to church, and he's feeling better about himself. Amen. If I hadn't seen that young lady, and she hadn't told me that, God has answered my prayer, and I wouldn't know nothing about it. Ain't he a great God this morning, church? Amen. Ain't he a great God? Ain't Jesus good? He's good all the time. Amen. He is your sole provider this morning. I'm telling you, you cannot make it without him. It's impossible. I want to ask my daughter, come up here. Come up here and get on this piano. I want her to sing a song, and I want to give an altar call up here before I sit down. I have given you the word, what God told me to give you this morning. I have delivered the message to you this morning. Get prepared. Be ready. The Lord's in control of things. We need to be ready to meet the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask her to sing this song. I know a man who can, and his name's Jesus. Amen. And this man can save you. This man can heal you. This man can take care of every need that you have ever had in your life. This man can help you. Why? Because he loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves the drunken man. Jesus loves the wino. Jesus loves the pothead. He loves the morphine people. Jesus loves everybody. Why? Because he loves us and he's Lord. He's full of love. Love is the key to salvation, folks. I'm going to ask my daughter to do this song here as she gets ready. But the name of it's I Know a Man Who Can. I know that man this morning. Do you know that man? Do you know Jesus this morning? Can you say that you know him as your personal Savior? Can you say that you have a personal relationship with him? Can you say, Brother Gary, I pray every day and I talk to the Lord. I ask the Lord to help me from day to day. I ask God to go with me, to protect me. Do you know this man named Jesus? I pray today, if you don't know him, you get to know him. Amen. This altar's open right here, and I would love to pray for you, but I would love to see Jesus save your soul. Amen. I would love to see Jesus heal somebody, because I know he's a healer. I know he's a healer. He's healed my body before. I'm a witness to that. You know, he's healed several people in the Bible. He healed the woman of the blood issue. Amen. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know it'd be whole. Amen. She got a hold of that garment. Amen. And he healed her. Amen. He healed that lame man. Oh, and he was with them children when they were in the fiery furnace. When they was down there being burnt, the Lord was with them. They looked in there and they said, we see a fourth man in there. Amen. It said they come out of there and their clothes wasn't even burned. And they wasn't even singed. They didn't even stink. We're serving a God with that kind of power? Yes, we are. Amen. Oh, we're serving a God that loves us so much. Jonah ran from the Lord. But the Lord has got such power that he sent a fish to swallow him up. Listen this morning, church. We're serving a God that's got power over all things, all dominion. He's got power over cancer today. He's got power over all things. He's got power over mine and your life today. But it's our decision whether we want to serve him or not. Choose this day whom you serve. He said, I'll not have you straddle the fence. I'll not have you be lukewarm. Do you know God today? Can you say, I'm serving him today? Praise the Lord. Go ahead, honey. Sing that song. If you have a need, come up here and let us pray.
Take a heart that's broken. Jesus.